This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
We got some new housing data today that's actually pretty meh. Construction spending rose a measly 0.1% in February. Now, that's partly because of the wild weather we had this winter, but economists say that only accounts for part of the sluggishness. It seems we're not building or buying homes like we used to. Pending home sales have fallen to the lowest level in years. And so far, 2014 isn't looking so hot for housing. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith says it's all about the three L's.
You can lay part of the blame for the listless housing market on the late spring. It's hard to start building or even looking to buy a house when it's less than 0 degrees out.
It's not just weather conditions. This may be as good as it gets for a while, actually.
Susan Wachter is a professor of real estate and finance at Wharton. She says the health of housing comes down to three L's. For starters, labor and loans.
Jobs and affordability of mortgages are the two fundamental drivers of the housing market, and they're both weak right now.
The lackluster labor market means people don't want to make big investments, like buying a house. And even then, landing a loan isn't easy, says Nicholas Ritsinas with the Harvard Business School.
The bread and butter of the housing market is first-time home buyers. They continue to have increasing difficulty getting a mortgage, accessing credit.
And those loans have to be a little larger because of the third L, lumber, says Patrick Newport, an economist with IHS.
Costs have been going up. Cost of lumber has been going up.
Demand from China and other elements have lifted lumber prices, making building less lucrative for builders and a lot costlier for buyers. That's lousy news for the economy, says Newport.
Basically, the housing market's been moving sideways over the past 6 months. And that's very disappointing because housing is supposed to be one of the key linchpins that will get the economy back on track.
A lively housing market creates a larger demand for lucrative construction jobs, says Newport. But until we see more life in the housing market, that sector of the economy is out of luck. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.